This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Cancer has traditionally been treated with some combination of radiation and/or chemotherapy. But these treatments, which often cause pain and take a great deal of time to complete, don't necessarily increase the quality of a patient's remaining years. But new treatments are emerging that approach cancer in different ways, and Granite Geek David Brooks is here to discuss them, and he will also be at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord tonight at 6 for a Science Cafe panel discussion on this. David, welcome back to All Things Considered.
Always glad to be here.
So first, a quick primer on cancer as a disease. How does it work? What is this disease?
Well, amongst the other questions is it even reasonable to call it a disease? But that's getting rather deep into the weeds. So cancer, I think most of us realize that the cancer is sort of a blanket term for what happens when some cells in your body start to reproduce out of control. And they grow and turn into tumors. They take over functions. They stop other functions and can kill you.
Traditionally, cancer has been addressed with some combination of radiation or chemotherapy.
Kill the bad cells.
Yeah, so radiation is that literally like blasting the cells from the
outside?
Blasting them.
You know, you target them with specific beams of radiation. Try not to use the radiation to kill the healthy cells, but you do. And so that's part of the reason why it can produce such unpleasant side effects. Chemotherapy is chemo, as in, you know, is chemical kind of poisoning the cells. And again, try not to poison the healthy cells. But that's hard to do. Both systems have proved incredibly effective. I mean, you know, there's lots of types of cancers, and they were all... they killed you very quickly for all of human history until fairly recently. So it's a success story, but it's a success story with a lot of downside.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we've got some new treatments on the horizon. One has to do with harnessing the body's own immune system. How does that work?
It's almost like a whole new way of approaching cancer has happened in the last 5-10 years. And a lot of it is a result of the Human Genome Project, is the understanding of genetics and the understanding of the human genome and the insight that's giving into us. And the cancers are frankly, is more complicated than you thought. So there is a thought perhaps that cells turning cancerous. The idea that you and I were taught and grew up with is that a cell turning cancerous doesn't happen very often. It's this random bad thing that suddenly happens because you inhaled some environmental toxin or you were hit by a cosmic ray or something. But there's a possibility, for example, that actually cells turn cancerous frequently and our body's immune system deals with it. And when you get cancer, what is actually happening is that your immune system is failing to deal with it for one time. And so a lot of immunotherapies, that is system therapies that are based around understanding and enhancing the immune system, are proving very promising, and not just in cancer. It's really, there's a lot of people are extremely excited about this. Is, you know, when you break through, I hate to use that word, therapy.
The other relatively new approach to cancer is an approach that involves genes.
Yeah, genes, exactly. And it's a basis of the fact, you know, the Human Genome Project, we finally, you know, looked at the whole human genome, beginning to understand how genes interact and how genes cause cells to be more likely to be cancerous. And so there are gene therapies are being developed, not just for cancer, for many, many ailments, for diseases that have a genetic component, and that, you know, basically you use a virus or something to carry a genetic component into the body and put it into cells so that it replaces the incorrect gene, and so that, for example, your cells are no longer so likely to become cancerous.
So you're hosting a public talk about this tonight, a public panel discussion. Are these new treatments something people want to talk about? Is there new hope out there?
This is raising hope, really, for the first time. Not that we're going to cure cancer. That's never going to happen. That's a silly slogan that you can cure. You can actually end something as sweeping and as widespread and as with as many different causes as cancer, but that we can really contain, control, and treat and possibly cure some types of cancer. That's suddenly becoming realistic, which it really wasn't until recently.
Okay. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor, writer at GraniteGeek.org, and host of tonight's Science Cafe discussion of cancer-treating technology at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord. It starts at 6 o'clock.